And we're live, listening to the W.4 Washington Radio with the trifecta. Today we have Murray Abrahams.
Dylan Reyes.
And the Noah Whitlock.
Okay. Today Noah will be reading the
PSA announcement.
All right.
Read the
high title. Blood pressure. Maintaining healthy blood pressure is a vital component of cardiovascular health. Untreated high blood pressure puts adults at high risk for stroke and heart attack. Unfortunately, approximately 78 million Americans, one in three adults, have high blood pressure, and only half of these individuals have their condition under control. Education and support can help millions of Americans avoid the serious and often fatal consequences of high blood pressure. That's why the AD Council, in partnership with the American Heart Association and American Stroke Association, launched a public service advertising campaign to increase awareness of the limiting, potentially fatal consequences of the living uncontrolled high blood pressure.
All right.
Wait, I didn't finish it, though.
You only really read the first paragraph. All right.
So,
blood pressure is a very serious topic in our country. And
we don't like
around the world.
All right.
So today we're going to...
Big day.
Right, can I say
Georgia
this?
Dog.
Can I say this? So, you know, obviously the college football playoffs were announced this Sunday after the bowl games and the
after the conference
championships
and
you know, let's just start from number one seeded Michigan. I mean, they've looked solid this entire year.
They look exceptional.
Okay, you know what I meant. But
yeah,
I mean,
we do.
Back to back to back.
All right. Can I?
Back to back to back, beating Ohio State and winning the Big Ten.
All right. Let's settle down.
Speak, please.
Yeah, sure. You can.
Try to just have a civil conversation.
Maybe if the Georgia Bulldogs could be in the playoffs.
Hey, come on.
Okay.
Where's Penn
Let's
State?
Stick to topic.
Okay. So you know,
might have to be breaking up a few fights.
The Michigan Wolverines have looked really good this year. I mean, if their fans were a little less annoying and their bandwagon fans, to become a Michigan fan with nobody in his family attending the school or living in the state. I mean,
my uncle's actually from Michigan.
JC. But you know,
Uncle JC.
Let's just go over the team. You know, Blake Corum has looked really well.
Blake
Corum
with a touchdown in every game this year.
That's literally every game.
That was insane.
What is he at? 24?
Holy cow! Can I speak?
No. Wait, all
right, I'm gonna add it up while you guys.
Maybe if Georgia was in the playoffs.
Can I speak? Can I speak now? Or no? Like I'm chill as a bean right now. Like you could try and push my buttons, but like I literally am as chill as a bean. I'm literally as chill as a bean.
Blake Corum has 24 touchdowns on the year. Yes.
Wow, obviously
that's a lot.
You know, Blake Corum's pretty much carried the entire Michigan team on his back.
Are you serious?
I'm just saying he's a.
I mean, honestly, I have to agree with that.
Yep, that's what I thought.
JJ McCarthy's the best quarterback in the Big Ten. Team all coaches, first team.
All right, listen to this. Listen. In a game like the Big Ten Championship, no one of Roman Wilson's caliber should be getting one reception with 14 yards.
He was also guarded by one of the top cornerbacks in all of college
football.
He's your wide receiver one.
He is your wide. Blake Corum has carried the Michigan Wolverines throughout the season. I'm sorry, it's just true.
He didn't carry us.
Yes, he has consistently.
We also have Donovan Edwards too. It's not like
you're just naming kids. Donovan
Edwards put up. I think he scored versus Penn State, and I don't know. It's the only team he scored versus.
Exactly. So he gonna be helping. Team that much.
Roman Wilson, Colston Loveland.
Roman Wilson. I mean, he's done a lot this year.
Reaches 40 yards every game.
Exactly. I'm just saying, I'm not disrespecting your team. I'm just saying that Blake has, like, in my opinion, has carried their team.
He hasn't single-handedly carried the whole team.
If there was one, if the to say that who has been carrying the Michigan Wolverines, it would be him.
It's not like he's been carrying. He's been a main reason why we've won games this year. That's not necessarily carrying.
That's a good take.
JJ McCarthy has also put the team on his back.
JJ McCarthy
with 150 yards versus the Iowa defense.
We're gonna you saying that JJ McCarthy is a top 10, the best Big Ten quarterback in Big Ten quarterback right now. I mean, sure,
possibly.
He is. I'm not gonna deny that. But it's more than just the Big Ten. There are probably six or seven quarterbacks in all of college football that are better than him right now.
Name them.
Jordan Travis, Michael Penix.
Jordan Travis is hurt.
When he was healthy.
I don't know if we want to count that.
I don't know. He'd a top five receiver.
All right, we got Drake, man. We got Michael Penix. We got Bo Nix.
He's been playing better than
Carson Beck. Carson Beck's not better.
Are you kidding?
He's way better than JJ McCarthy. And Georgia also has no hardness in their schedule.
Yeah, the first actual game Georgia plays, they lose.
Really? You're going to go and say that?
Yes, we are.
Ole Miss is not good. They put up 17 points versus Mississippi State. That shouldn't be happening.
You do a milk mile, all right?
All right.
Let's go. Shake on that.
I can't because I'm injured and I have a broken wrist.
Yeah, and I also have a buzz cut.
So if Ole Miss beats Penn State, I want to see you do a milk mile under 10 minutes because I don't know if you can do a 10 minute mile.
Let's settle for 20 push-ups next show.
All right, fine.
Actually, the game will be in a while, so we'll have.
Whenever that game happens, but also like. You like the Michigan Wolverines, sure, they've had a tough schedule against Ohio State and Penn State.
And Iowa. Iowa was ranked 16th actually.
And you're saying Ole Miss isn't a real team?
No.
Iowa has one of the best. Name one player on Ole
Miss.
Football.
Name one player on Ole Miss.
Jackson Dart.
No, not you, Dylan.
Well, Jackson Dart, buddy. But
Shut up.
I'm pretty sure 9th when they played UGA, and you're saying...
They were such frauds. And you guys also got into way too close of a game versus Missouri.
We still beat them, and then...
It was...
All right.
30-21. That is not a good game. How do you beat Vanderbilt? Okay.
Pretty sure...
You guys also beat Vanderbilt by 17, exactly.
Beat Ball State by 42.
42, okay. We all 35 or something like that.
Ole Miss is fraud.
You can keep saying
Bulldogs. Let's go over to the Michigan Wolverines defense.
We have some great studs at our cornerbacks. We have Will Johnson, Mike Sanders still.
Malil, what's his name? No, I don't know. Something like that. I'm not a Michigan.
Rod Moore, who actually had the game winning pick.
Mike Sanders still.
Mike Sanders still is one of the best corners.
Sane wrist still. Say it with me. Georgia is out.
Georgia is out. And Michigan is first. What do you have to say about that? First.
Okay. I'm gonna say a couple things. Like
hail to the victors, Allen. Hail to the conquering heroes. Hail to Michigan, the leaders and the best. Hail to the victors, Allen. Hail to
you. You know that's not how it goes.
It is.
It's the champions of
the
West.
That's the second verse.
Oh.
I'm a Michigan fan. I would know.
All right.
I'm a Michigan fan. Yeah, I know.
Florida State. What a upsetting and disgusting
way to end
committee
their season.
Choice.
You want my honest opinion on it?
They did not deserve
they
it.
They did not deserve
they
it.
They did not. They were not. Okay. Here's the thing.
But they're not good enough to win. But I think that they should have made.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
It's the right thing to do.
All right, I'm just going to say this. Like the committee said, they're trying to choose the four best teams. In my opinion, Florida State is not one of the four best teams in all of college football.
I think every team in the college football playoff right now, I'd say including Georgia, would...
I'm pretty sure that each team in the college football playoffs... has a chance to winning the national championship, and it is a good chance.
I don't think Washington is the caliber of team.
I think Washington has the offense to maybe even beat Texas in the Sugar Bowl.
I'm not sure about that. I think Texas's defense and stopping Sweat is going to be very hard for that Washington O-line.
I mean, yeah, but I think that the Washington has proved themselves over and over again this year.
No.
I think they have against beating Oregon.
No. Sorry, that was guessing.
I also don't think Washington could stop Xavier.
Washington is not it. Washington is not it.
I think Penix and Odunze have a great connection with each other, but I also think that Texas is just going to be able to overrun them with their D-line.
I mean, Washington, if they're, you know, such a strong team, why are they only going to beat Oregon by 3?
Because Oregon's one of the best teams.
Why did they beat Washington State by 3?
I think Washington.
Why did Oregon State by 2?
In an account that people have bad games.
And
you have to put that into perspective. You guys see, you guys only see scores right now. You guys don't see, you know, if you guys watch the Washington game, they were playing Washington State game against Washington. They were playing so sloppy the whole time.
And if you also look at a rivalry game, a lot of times the underdog will play as hard as they possibly can to the max level, to where it's like they don't even care about their lives anymore. It's like all about the rivalry. It's all about the game.
Beating Arizona State by 8 is unacceptable.
All right. I mean, Murray, you continue to kind of...
I mean, Colorado beat Arizona State.
You kind of are continuing to put that into not into account that people have bad games. Teams have bad games. You're kind of just seeing... You're just looking at scores right now, which I'd have to... I'm not a Washington fan, but... I think that Washington has the
they
talent.
They don't deserve it, man.
Has the talent.
Give it to Penn State. Penn State had the 2. Ow. Tell them punching.
I think they completely were one of the best. I think they're the second best team in all of college football right now.
Who?
Washington.
Washington is going to lose.
They've been playing the best. They've been playing out of their mind in the last couple of games. I mean, you guys, Murray's really talking about how they only beat Oregon by 3, but Oregon was in the college football playoff run for a good amount of the season.
Until, of course, the last game of the season.
Exactly. So I'm saying, like, you can't just put that against them, that they've only beaten the team by, you know, however much. I mean, you can't just look at the box score and say, oh, yeah, they only beat this team by this many. Like, you have to take into account about everything. You know, maybe they had an injury that you didn't know, that maybe, you know, one player just didn't play that well and everyone else, you know, didn't play their best either. I mean, I think that Washington has the talent and the drive.
Don't. No, they don't.
What about Alabama?
Alabama.
If you want my honest opinion on them, I think next year they're going to have I think they will make the national championship and probably win.
You know who they made it over? You know who they made it over?
Georgia. But still.
The Georgia Bulldogs.
I think that Alabama this year doesn't have enough playoff experience, and I think their team's too cocky. Because if you look at how Mel Rowe plays, he plays very, like, subtle and, like, he's not really the guy to,
he's relaxed in the pocket. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, but he's also just too cocky. If you see some of the things he says, he's like...
No.
I mean, they had too close of a game versus an Auburn Tigers team, which wasn't very
being
good.
Being a... Here's the thing about Alabama. I mean, obviously, I'm the opposite of an Alabama fan, but they... I don't think saying things off the field will... That makes them less of a team, in my opinion. You know, saying Jalen Milroe going, oh yeah, give me the Heisman. You know, I don't think that really is like something to put against them, because they've proven it that they beat the number one, the best team in the country on Saturday. And
Not anymore.
Can I speak or no?
No.
All right.
No.
All right.
Continue.
Let's talk a little bit about...
No.
I think Michigan will win. I think Texas will win.
I think that...
Dylan, man.
That...
Breaking your mic.
I think that Alabama actually has a chance of beating...
I never said Alabama didn't have a chance of winning.
I never put that against you.
I'm just saying that Michigan is just... I think they're the better team.
Did I put anything against? Did I say?
I'm sorry for offending you, sir.
No, you're just like putting it on me. Like, why?
Why are we fighting over this?
I don't know. But I actually think if Michigan doesn't... Holy shit. Murray, stop. Stop, Murray. Stop.
Ow! Stop.
You know, keeping... I actually think that Alabama has a chance of winning this game because Michigan, I mean, if they don't play their best, if they kind of get too comfortable on offense, they're going to get eaten alive.
True.
Yeah, I completely agree with
don't
that.
Don't even try to fight that.
I'm not... dude, when was I fighting that, bro?
Don't even try to fight that, buddy. Murray, how's your Penn State and Nittany Lions doing, buddy?
We actually got the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl down in Atlanta. Should be solid.
Oh, who won the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl last year?
Georgia Bulldogs?
Yeah, that's right.
I did.
And Michigan hasn't won a bowl game in 6 years.
Wow.
All right.
I mean, the Chick-fil-A...
Okay. Listen to this. Michigan versus Texas. College football playoff championship. Whoever wins that game, number one team in the country, they play again week two next year. I mean, that is just going to be a great rivalry. Hopefully they'll play again in future years, but I sure as heck hope that Michigan and Texas both make the college football championship so that that game will be at an all-time high stake.
I could really see each, and don't even interrupt me after this, don't. I can see any team currently in the college football playoffs winning the national championship.
I can see teams outside.
Washington is not going to win.
Yep, I knew he was going to say that.
I could see any team. I could see a couple teams outside of the playoffs even winning a national championship.
I agree.
Yeah, like Penn State.
Oregon, Ohio State could even.
Penn State.
I mean, I'm a little bit salty, but I think Georgia definitely could win this year. I mean, they were.
I don't think so.
They were the best team this entire year. Okay. I mean,
until Saturday.
Can I speak or no?
No.
All right.
I wanna fly. Can you take me far? I think we're done here.
All right. It's been a good day, boys. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a nice day. Trifecta Podcast, signing out.